Over the weekend, a federal judge temporarily blocked the transfer of 13 Yemeni men from the U.S. detention facility in Cuba. Lawyers for the men argue that the government must give 30 days' notice before moving them. The lawyers are also concerned that the men may be tortured once they leave U.S. custody. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore says the story points out two troubling aspects of current American policy.
The American military has been operating on the quaint premise that the piece of Cuba called Guantanamo Bay, fully American controlled since the Spanish-American War, is somehow foreign territory outside the reach of American justice. On that premise, so-called suspected enemy combatants, 750 of them at one point, have been held under rigorous conditions without access to a court. On another quaint premise, the American government assumes the right to send suspects anywhere it chooses, country of origin or other. On this supposition, the CIA has been operating a program called Rendition, which has nothing to do with music. It means transferring an inmate in great secrecy to a country like Yemen or Egypt, where interrogation can be pretty rough. The Bush administration's suppositions have not been faring well in the courts. The Supreme Court ruled last June that the United States has exclusive control over Guantanamo Bay, and therefore prisoners are entitled to access to American courts. And now the Federal District Court for the District of Columbia has issued an emergency order blocking the transfer of 13 Yemenis to Yemen pending a hearing to determine if they are in danger of being mistreated there. The CIA's rendition program apparently goes far beyond Guantanamo Bay. Italian, Swedish, and German authorities have reported kidnappings on their streets of targets who are then flown to other countries on planes that have been chartered by CIA front companies. Now that President Bush says he forbids torture at the hand of Americans, it looks as though part of the rendition program has been outsourced. This is Daniel Shore.